sorry answer that.
So what do you want to hack for, Bickle?
I can't sleep nights.
This porno did this for that.
Yeah, I know. I tried that.
So what do you do now?
Ride around nights mostly. Subways, buses. Figure, you know, I'm going to do that. I might as well get paid for it.
You want to work uptown nights, South Bronx, Harlem?
I'll work anytime, anywhere.
Will you work Jewish holidays?
Anytime, anywhere.
All right, let me see your chauffeur's license. How's your driving record?
It's clean. It's real clean, like my conscience.
Are you going to break my chops? Don't trouble with guys like you coming in and break my chops all the time. If you're going to break my chops, you can take it on the arches right now. You understand?
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean that.
Physical.
Clean.
Age.
26.
Education.
Here, there, you know.
Military record.
Honorable discharge, May 1973.
Were you in the Army?
Marines.
I was in the Marines, too. So what is it? You need an extra job? Are you moonlighting?
Well, I just want to work long hours. It's moonlighting.
Look, just fill out these forms and check back tomorrow when the ship breaks.
Will you step up? Take the car out to 58th Street, please. Was it crowded on 57?
For the rain, which has helped wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning, sometimes even 8 in the morning, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in 350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. Skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me.
Driver 48 to 6, please. Man, you are gorgeous, brown, beautiful little girl. I can't afford to get stopped anywhere. Be a big tip in it for you. You do the right things. You got away.
Yeah, now you're
talking
about. Oh, driver, hurry up, will you?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the cum off the back seat. Some nights I clean off the blood.
Okay, can I have a chuckles here? And do you have any juju that they last longer? Like, yes.
What you see is what we got.
Coca-Cola.
$12 of work and I still can't sleep. Damn. Days go on and on. And they don't end. All my life needed was a sense of someplace to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people. I first saw her at Palatine campaign headquarters at 63rd and Broadway. She was wearing a white dress. She appeared like an angel out of this filthy mass. She is alone. They cannot touch her.
You delivered two boxes. I think it's a total of 5,000 campaign buttons. Now, all the ones we have before, and our slogan is "We are the people," and "R" is underlined. These new buttons have "We" underlined. That reads "We are the people." Well, I think there's a difference. "We are the people" is not the same as "We are the people." Let's not fight. Look, we'll make it real simple. We don't pay for the buttons. We throw the buttons away, all right?
Come here a minute.
What?
This canvas report is about ready to go. Check it out with Andy, and if he okays it, have a copy sent to headquarters and every
kind. Hey, I got to get that New York Times article Xerox. That has to be.
Don't forget the new photos.
I didn't forget it. Now, look, we have to emphasize the mandatory welfare program. That's the issue that should be pushed.
First push the man, then the issue. Senator Palatine is a dynamic man, an intelligent, interesting, fresh, fascinating...
You forgot sexy.
Man, I did not forget sexy.
Listen to what you're saying. You sound like you're selling mouthwash.
We are selling mouthwash.
Are we authorized to do that?
Yeah.
Well, you get in trouble selling pharmaceuticals in a campaign office. My uncle's in jail because of that. Well, it's not really jail. Because living with his wife, anything would be jail.
Look over there.
I love you.
Notice anything?
No.
Well, put your glasses on.
Okay, just a minute. All right.
That taxi driver's been staring at us.
What taxi driver.
That one, the one that's sitting there.
How long has he been there?
I don't know, but it feels like a long time.
Does he bother you?
No.
Well, you really mean yes, and you're being sarcastic.
Oh, you're quick. You're really quick.
Well, I try to be real quick. I'll tell you what. I'll play the male in this relationship. I'll go
good
out and
luck.
Tell him to move. And I don't need good luck. Thank you.
Oh, yes, you do. You just think you don't.
Blush-on, they call it.
The kind with the brush?
Yeah, it's blush-on.
Travis.
Hey, it was... That's blush-on. My wife uses it.
Hey, it's Travis. He's a ladies' man.
A cup of coffee, please.
Anyway, whatever the fuck it is, she uses a lot of it, you know? And then perfume, spray kind. And then get this, in the middle of the Triborough Bridge, and this woman is beautiful. She changes her pantyhose.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But what'd you do?
I throw them at her, you know. And I jump in the back seat and I whip it out. I said, you know what this is? She says, it's love. You know, I mean, I fuck her brains out. She goes wild, you know. And she said, it's the greatest single experience of my life. And she gave me a $200 tip and her phone number in Acapulco.
Travis, you know Doughboy, Charlie T?
Hey, Travis, I'll change for a nickel.
We call him Doughboy because he'll do anything for a buck.
So how's it hanging? What's that?
Well, turn on the radio, some fleet driver from Bell just got all cut up.
Stick up?
No, he got cut up by some crazy fucker. Cut half his ear off.
Where?
It's on 122nd Street.
Fucking Malmo lamb.
You run all over town, don't you, Travis? 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 You run all over town, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you handle some pretty rough customers, huh?
Yeah.
You carry a piece?
No.
You need one?
No.
If you ever need one, I know a fella can get you a real nice deal. Lots of shit around.
I never use mine. I'm conservative, you know? But it's a good thing to have just as a threat.
Well, I'm gonna go do my dirt. Travis. Look. piece of Errol Flynn's bathtub. Dig the symbols. M405434. The watermark. There's one person. There's two persons. And there's three persons. I got this at his estate, the Pines. Look, why don't you take it, and if you can sell it, you give me half of what you got.
I don't want to.
Well, hey, I'm going to get my cab's buggy.
Terribly.
What the hell?
Nothing.
Oh, that's very cute. Thank you.
Hey, you want to see something?
Wait, I just typed, you want to see something. What?
If you had these three fingers missing on this hand,
yeah,
and that hand missing on that hand,
yeah,
how would you light a match?
I wouldn't light a match.
Go ahead, give it a try.
Well, I don't think I could do it.
No?
It's going to be difficult. I'll give it a try. Oh. I got my thumb back for a second, thank God.
Listen, Anna.
I can't do it.
Well, the guy at the newsstand can do it.
Well, I don't work in a newsstand. Anyway, he's probably Italian.
No.
Sure he's not Italian.
He's black.
Well, if he had been Italian, he might have been a thief. I mean, they do that. The mob does that a lot of times. If a thief screws up on the job, you know, they'll blow his fingers off. I'll tell you something else. It sounds like a joke, but it's true. If they kill a stool pigeon, they leave a canary on the body. Apparently, it's symbolic.
Why not a pigeon instead of a canary?
I don't know why not a pigeon. Wait a minute. You got to catch a pigeon. A canary, you can walk right into a pet store. As long as you pay for it, boom. Kill it right there. Put it on anyone you want. Doesn't matter.
I'd like to volunteer.
Great. I'll take you right over
That's
here.
All right. I'd rather volunteer if you don't mind.
And why do you feel that you have to volunteer to me?
Because I think that you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Thanks. But what do you think of Palantine? Charles Palantine, the man you're volunteering to help elect president.
Well, I'm sure he'll make a good president. I don't know exactly what his policies are, but I'm sure he'll make a good one.
You want a canvas?
Yeah, I'll canvas.
How do you feel about the senator's stand on welfare?
I don't really know the senator's stand on welfare, but I'm sure it's a good stand.
You sure that?
Yeah.
Well, we all work together here full-time, day and night, so if you would just like to step over there, I'm sure that the gentleman will sign you up.
Please, I drive a taxi at night, so it's kind of hard for me to work in the day. So,
Then what exactly do you want?
Would you like to come have some coffee and pie with me?
Why?
Why?
Yes.
I'll tell you why. I think you're a lonely person. I drive by this place a lot. I see you here. I see a lot of people around you. And I see all these phones and all this stuff on your desk. And it means nothing. And then when I came inside and I met you, I saw in your eyes and I saw the way you carried yourself that you're not a happy person. And I think you need something. And if you want to call it a friend, you can call it a friend.
You're going to be my friend?
Yeah. What do you say? It's a little hard standing here and asking, so... Five minutes, that's all, just outside. Right around here. I'm there to protect you. Come on, just take a little break.
I have a break at 4 o'clock, and if you're here...
4 o'clock today?
Yeah.
I'll be here.
I'm sure you will.
All right. 4 p.m.
Right. So.
Outside the front?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my name is Travis. Betsy?
Travis.
Yeah. Appreciate this, Betsy.
May 26th, 4 o'clock p.m. I took Betsy to Child's Coffee Shop on Columbus Circle. I had black coffee and apple pie with a slice of melted yellow cheese. I think that was a good selection. Betsy had coffee in a fruit salad dish. She could have had anything she wanted.
15,000 volunteers in New York alone is not bad. But Christ, the organizational problems.
I know what you mean. I got the same problems. I gotta get organized. You know, little things like my apartment, my possessions. I should get one of those signs that says one of these days I'm gonna get organized.
You mean organized?
Organized. Organized. It's a joke. O-R-G-A-N-E-Z-I-E-Z-D.
Oh, you mean organized. Like those little signs they have in offices that say FIMC?
Do you like the place you work in?
That's good people working for us. And I think Palantine's got a good chance.
You know you have beautiful eyes. Do you like the guy you work with?
He's okay.
Yeah, but I know, but do you like him?
Well, he's funny and he's very good at his job. He's okay. So he does have a few problems.
I would say he has quite a few problems. His energy seems to go in the wrong places. When I walked in and I saw you two sitting there, I could just tell by the way you were both relating that there was no connection whatsoever. And I felt when I walked in that there was something between us. There was an impulse that we were both following. So that gave me the right to come in and talk to you. Otherwise, I never would have felt that I had the right to talk to you or say anything to you. I never would have had the courage to talk to you. And with him, I felt there was nothing, and I could sense it. And when I walked in, I knew I was right. Did you feel that way?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Where are you from?
Upstate.
That fellow you work with, I don't like him. Not that I don't like him, I just think he's silly. I don't think he respects you.
I don't believe I've ever met anyone quite like you.
You want to go to a movie with me?
I have to go back to work then.
Well, I don't mean now. I mean like another time though.
Sure, you know what you remind me of?
What?
That song by Chris Christopherson.
Who's that?
The songwriter. He's a prophet. He's a prophet and a pusher. Partly truth, partly fiction. Walking contradiction.
You saying that about me?
Well, who else would I be talking about?
I'm no pusher. I never have pushed.
No, just the part about the contradictions. You are that.
Thank you.
Kathy again at her office, and she said maybe we go to a movie together after she gets off work tomorrow. That's my day off. At first she hesitated, but I called her again, and then she agreed. Betsy. Oh, no. Betsy what? I forgot to ask her last name again. Damn. I gotta remember stuff like that.
I don't think we have to worry about anybody here committing themselves until things start coming in from California. Now, listen, this is just making me nervous. I think we should have waited for the limo.
I don't mind taking it, Kevin. I don't mind going out to California without the right preparation. That's going to get us in trouble. I'll tell you.
Are you Charles Palantine, the candidate?
Yes, I am.
I'm one of your biggest supporters, you know. I tell everybody that comes in this taxi that they have to vote for you.
Why, thank you. Travis?
I'm sure you're gonna win, sir. Everybody I know is gonna vote for you. You know, in fact, I was gonna put one of your stickers in my taxi, but, you know, the company said it was against their policy. But they don't know anything, you know? They're a bunch of jerks.
Let me tell you something. I have learned more about America from riding in taxi cabs than in all the limos in the country.
Oh, yeah?
That's true. Can I ask you something, Travis?
Sure.
What is the one thing about this country that bugs you the most?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't follow political issues that closely, sir. I don't know.
Oh, well, there must be something.
Well, whatever it is, he should clean up this city here, because this city here is like an open sewer, you know? It's full of filth and scum. And sometimes I can hardly take it. Whatever becomes the president should just really clean it up. You know what I mean? Sometimes I go out and I smell it. I get headaches. It's so bad, you know? And they just, like, they just never go away, you know? So I think that the president should just clean up this whole mess here. He should just flush it right down the fucking toilet.
Well, I think I know what you mean, Travis. But it's not going to be easy. We're going to have to make some radical changes.
Damn straight.
Here you go, Travis. Keep the change.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, Travis.
Nice talking to you, sir. You're a good man. I know you're going to win.
Thank you.
Come on.
Come on, baby. This is a real track. Now, come on. Come on. Don't make him sick.
Want to get busted?
Cut in a bitch. Be cool.
Stop all trouble. Tabby, just forget about this. It's nothing. Be cool, bitch.
Thank you.
Back to Gene Krupa's syncopated style shortly.
Well, what else am I going to do with my money?
I wish you'd have listened to this.
Well, I would have, except my record player doesn't work now.
The stereo's broken?
Yeah.
How can you stand it? I couldn't live without music.
Well, I don't follow music too much, but I would really like to. I really would.
Then you haven't heard this record.
No. But I was thinking maybe, you know, you could listen to it on your record player.
Now going back to 40 years of Chick Webb.
Kidding.
What?
This is a dirty movie.
No, this is a movie that a lot of couples come to. All kinds of couples go here.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I see them all the time.
Genom konsultationer har många lärt sig att skaka av sig tidiga inlärda mönster och vanor.
Mina föräldrar var mycket strikta. De sade till mig att kroppen var Guds hus. Sex var smutsigt. Något att skämmas för.
Kanske om du förstod skönheten i dina naturliga organ. Vagina, pallot, spermier och ägg. Kroppen är ett tempel och du ska känna dig som hemma.
Långt innan Master Johnsons studier i Amerika har svenska undersökningar lagt grundstenen. Regeringsstudier, privata föreningar och allmänna kliniker. I fråga om sexuell upplysning och många övriga sociala reformer har Sverige gått till.
Where are you going?
I have to leave now.
Why?
I don't know why I came in here. I don't like these movies.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that you'd feel that way about this movie. I don't know much about movies, but if I...
You feel like kind of movies you go to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I come and, this is not so bad.
Taking me to a place like this is about as exciting to me as saying, let's fuck.
There are other places I can take you. Plenty of other movies I can take you to. I don't know much about them, but I can take you to other places.
That's different.
Wait a second. I'm gonna talk to you.
Look,
wait a second.
Taxi?
Can I talk to you at least? I mean, won't you at least talk to me? I didn't know you. Look, won't you take the record?
I've already got it.
But please, I bought it for you, Betsy.
I'll get you. Let's go.
Can I call you? Jesus Christ, I got a taxi. I don't know. Hello, Betsy. Hi, it's Travis. How you doing? Listen, I'm sorry about the other night. I didn't know that was the way you felt about it. Well, I didn't know that was the way you felt. I would have taken you somewhere else. Are you feeling better, or... Well, maybe you had a virus or something, a 24-hour virus, you know. It's gonna happen, yeah. You've been working hard, huh? Yeah. Would you like to have some dinner with me in the next, you know, few days or something? Well, how about just a cup of coffee? I come by the headquarters or something. We could. Okay. Did you get my flowers in the... You didn't get them. But I sent some flowers. Well,
Okay, okay. Can I call you again the tomorrow or the next day? Okay. No, I'm gonna. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. So long.
I tried several times to call her, but after the first call, she wouldn't come to the phone any longer. I also sent flowers, but with no luck. The smell of the flowers only made me sicker. The headaches got worse. I think I got stomach cancer. I shouldn't complain, though. You're only as healthy as you feel. You're only as healthy as you feel.
I don't have any trouble.
Okay, you told me. Why won't you talk to me?
Come on.
Why won't you talk to me? Why don't you answer my calls when I call? You think I don't know you're here?
Let's not have any
trouble. Think I don't know?
Would you please leave?
Get your hands off.
Okay, then leave, okay?
I just want you to know that I know.
Let's not have any trouble. Please. This is no place to do it.
Okay.
Get your hands off.
Okay, then just leave.
Take off.
All right, just leave then. Come on.
I'm going to tell you you're
Look,
in a
come
hell.
Come on.
You're in a hell. And you're going to die in a hell like the rest
come
of
Come on now. There's a cop across the street.
You're like the rest of them.
Look, I'm calling the cops. Officer! Officer!
I realize now how much she is just like the others, cold and distant. And many people are like that. Women for sure. They're like a union.
Okay. You'll keep close to the curb over there. Right over the curb, right over there. No, don't.
Oh, oh! The fucking meter. What are you doing? What are you doing with the meter?
Did I tell you to do that with the meter? Put the meter back. Let the numbers go on. I don't care what I have to pay. I'm not getting out. Put the meter back on. Put it down. That's right. Put it down. That's right. Why are you writing? Don't write. Put the thing down. Just sit. I didn't tell you to write. I didn't tell you to do anything. I just said, pull over to the curb. When we pull over to the curb, we're going to sit here. Sit.
Kimmy, you see the light up there? The window? It's the light. The window up there in the second floor. The one that's closest to the edge of the building. Light up in the window. Second story. What, are you blind? Do you see the light?
Yeah,
you see it. Good. See the woman in the window? Do you see the woman in the window?
Yeah.
You see the woman? I want you to see that woman because that's my wife. But that's not my apartment. It's not my apartment. You know who lives there?
Huh?
No, I mean, you wouldn't know who lives there. I'm just saying. But you know who lives there? Huh? A nigga lives there. I feel like that. I'm gonna kill her. It's nothing else. I'm gonna kill her. What do you think of that? I said, what do you think of that? Don't answer. You don't have to answer everything. I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her with a 44 Magnum pistol. I have a 44 Magnum pistol. I'm gonna kill her with that gun. Did you ever see what a 44 Magnum pistol would do to a woman's face? I mean, it would fucking destroy it. Just blow it right apart.
That's what it can do to her face. Now, did you ever see what it can do to a woman's pussy? And that you should see. That you should see what a 44 Magnum is going to do to a woman's pussy, you should see. I know you must think that I'm, you know, you must think I'm pretty sick or something. You know, you must think I'm pretty sick. Right? You must think I'm pretty sick? Huh? Right? I bet you really think I'm sick, right? You think I'm sick? You think I'm sick? You don't have to answer. I'm paying for the ride. You don't have to answer.
I pick up this midget. You know, he's very, very well dressed. Italian suit, good looking. Got a beautiful tall blonde.
Is it a lady midget?
No, the guy was a midget. The blonde was the lady.
Oh,
the
I guess.
I mean, the lady.
Yeah. Midgets are funny.
Sometimes I like to hold a midget.
Yeah?
I mean, they're funny. They always want to sit in the front seat. Then I pick up these two fags, you know, they're going downtown. They're wearing these rhinestone t-shirts. They start arguing. They start yelling. The other says, you bitch, you always start beating them on the head. I say, look, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home behind closed doors. This is an American free country. We've got a pursuit of happiness thing. You're consenting. You're adult. But, and you know, they're my fucking cab. Don't go busting heads, you know what I mean? God love you, do what you want.
Tell them to go to California. Because out in California, when two fags split up, one's got to pay the other one alimony.
Okay. Not bad. Oh, they're way ahead out there, you know what I mean? California. So I tell them to get out of the fucking cab.
You know, one time I saw a cop chasing after this guy with one leg. He was on crutches, you know.
And the cop?
No. The dude that he was chasing. Fucking cops, they chase anything.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, you got them five, you owe me?
My man is loading.
I'd be broke tonight. I hadn't caught me some people from Ohio out of Kennedy. I took them into Manhattan by way of Long Beach. Tipped me $5.
What's the action around?
Play slow.
I'm shoving on.
Whit,
can I talk to you for a second?
Bye, killer.
I know you and I ain't talked too much, you know.
Yeah.
But I figure you've been around a lot, so you could...
Yeah, shoot, that's why they call me the wizard.
It's just that I got a...
Things got you down?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the best of...
Yeah, it got me real down, real...
I just want to go out and, you know, like really do something.
Taxi life, you mean?
Yeah, well, nah, it's, I don't know. I just want to go out. I really want to. I got some bad ideas in my head. I just.
Oh, look at it this way, you know, a man takes a job, you know, and that job, I mean, like, that, you know, that becomes what he is, you know, like, you know, you do a thing, and that's what you want. I mean, like, I've been a cabbie for 17 years, 10 years at night. I still don't own my own cab. You know why? Because I don't want to. I must be what I want. You know, to be on the night shift, driving somebody else's cab.
You understand? You become the job. I mean, like one guy lives in Brooklyn, one guy lives in Sutton Place. You get a lawyer, another guy's a doctor. Another guy dies, another guy gets well, and, you know, people are born. I envy you, your youth. Go on, get laid. Get drunk, you know, do anything. Because you got no choice anyway. I mean, we're all fucked. More or less, you know? Yeah, I don't know, that's about the dumbest thing I ever heard. It's not Bertrand Russell, but what do you want? I'm a cabbie, you know? What do I know? I mean, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know, maybe I don't know either.
Don't worry so much. Relax, Killer, you're gonna be all right. I know, I've seen a lot of people and, I know.
Okay, thanks, man.
I guess. Yeah, you know, you're all right. You're all right.
What do you think of your opponent, Goodwin's chances in the up-and-coming primary?
Well, Mr. Goodwin is a fine man. I would certainly, if it came to it, prefer him to our opponent in the other party. I think that my programs are better defined than his. They're more imaginative than his, and moreover, I have a better chance of winning. I think it's academic, though, because he's not going to win the primary. I am.
I see. Well, one more thing I'd like to ask you about your campaign. How is your campaign going? How do you feel it's going?
When we came up with our slogan, "We are the people," when I said, "Let the people rule," I felt that I was being somewhat overly optimistic. I must tell you that I am more optimistic now than ever before. The people are rising to the demands that I have made on them. The people are beginning to rule. I feel it as a groundswell. I know it will continue through the primary. I know it will continue in Miami. And I know it will rise to an unprecedented swell in November.
loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere. In bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. I'm God's lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. One day indistinguishable from the next. A long, continuous chain. Then suddenly, there is a change.
Travis, this here's Easy Andy. He's a travel salesman.
How you doing, Travis?
You got a 44 Magnum?
It's an expensive weapon.
It's all right, I got money.
It's a real monster. Stop at a car at 100 yards, put a round right through the engine block. There you go. It's a premium high resale weapon. Look at that. Look at that. That's a beauty. I could sell this gun to some jungle bunny in Harlem for $500. But I just deal high-quality goods to the right people. How about that?
This might be a little too big for practical purposes.
In which case, for you, I'd recommend 38 snub nose. Look at this. Look at that. That's a beautiful little watch. It's nickel-plated, snub-nosed. Otherwise, the same as a service revolver. That'll stop anything that moves. A Magnum, I used that in Africa for killing elephants. That 38, that's a fine gun. Some of these guns are like toys. That's 38. You go out and hammer nails with it all day, come back and it'll cut dead center on target every time. It's got a really nice action to it, and a heck of a wallop. You interested in an automatic? It's a Colt 25 automatic. It's a nice little gun. It's a beautiful little gun. Holds 6 shots in a clip, 1 shot in a chamber. It's if you're dumb enough to put a round in the chamber. Here, look at this. 380 Walther. Holds 8 shots in a clip. That's a nice gun. Yeah, that's a beautiful little gun. Look at that. During World War II, they used this gun to replace the P-38. Just given out to officers. Isn't that a little honey?
How much for everything?
All together. Well, only a jackass would carry that cannon in the streets like that. Here. Here's a beautiful handmade holster I had made in Mexico. $40. $350 for the Magnum, $250 for the 38, $1.25 for the 25, $150 for the 380. You take this. Oh, wait here, I'll walk down with you. How about dope? Grass, ash, coke, mescaline, downers, nebutol, toluol, chloral hydrates. How about uppers, amphetamines?
No, I'm not interested in that stuff.
Crystal meth, I can get you crystal meth. Nitrous oxide. How about that? How about a Cadillac? I get you a brand new Cadillac with the pink slip for $2,000.
June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. Too much sitting has ruined my body. Too much abuse has gone on for too long. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. There'll be no more pills, there'll be no more bad food, no more destroyers of my body. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. Sometime. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
Because I saw some suspicious looking people over there.
You did?
Yeah, they were over there, right over there. They were just here, huh? And they were very, very
suspicious.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Is it hard to get the B in the Secret Service?
Why?
Well, I was just curious, because I think I'd be good at it. I'm very observant. I was in the Marine Corps, you know. I'm good with crowds. I noticed there's a little pin there. It's like a signal, isn't it?
Sort of.
A signal. A secret signal for the Secret Service. What kind of guns you guys carry?
38s, 45s, 357 Magnums, something bigger maybe. Hey, look, if you're really interested, if you give me your name and address, we'll send you all the information on how to apply. How's that?
You will?
Sure.
Okay. Why not? My name is Henry Krinkle, K-R-I-N-K-L-E. 154 Hopper Avenue.
Hopper?
Yeah. You know, like a rabbit hip hop. Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Is there a zip code to that, Henry?
Yeah, 610452.
That's six digits. 6-1.
Oh, well, 61045.
Okay.
I was thinking of my telephone number.
Well, I've got it all. Henry, we'll get all the stuff right out to you.
Thanks a lot. Hey, great. Thanks a lot. Help. Jesus. Be careful today.
Right, will do.
You have to be careful being around a place like this. Bye. You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay. Huh?
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. Who would not let... Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up. Here is...
You're dead.
Travis El Tipere. ¿Qué pasa?
No. ¿Qué pasa? Bien, vamos por aquí. Muy buenas tardes, Teleopinión. Servidor suyo.
Bueno, mire, le hablo de Long Island. Yo opino.
Ya, man.
Okay, shut your fucking mouth and give me the cash out the drawer. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
Okay,
go.
Man,
give me the goddamn
don't
cash.
Don't shoot. I'm getting it, man.
Stop taking so long. Come on. Let me have it. Give me the bread. This all you got?
That's it.
Reach in your sock and get the rest.
I don't have any more money, man. Out.
Give me the rest of the goddamn
that's
cash.
That's all I got.
You got more. Give me more. Reach
tell
in your
me I got no
sock.
Money.
Reach in your sock. You got more bread.
That's it, man.
Give me the rest of the fucking bread.
Hey.
Shit, man.
Is he dead?
I don't know. His eyes are moving.
Come on, he's
holding them up. Listen, I ain't got a permit for this thing. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Don't worry about it, man. I'll take care of it.
I'll give you some money.
No, man. Just
give me money.
No. No, man. I'll take care of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm out there. Way out. Hold that door. Smarty, come. The mid-fifth motherfucker this year. Everybody, come.
Father's Day and Mother's Birthday. I'm sorry I can't remember the exact dates, but I hope this card will take care of them all. I'm sorry again I cannot send you my address like I promised to last year, but the sensitive nature of my work for the government demands utmost secrecy. I know you will understand. I am healthy and well and making lots of money. I have been going with a girl for several months, and I know you would be proud if you could see her. Her name is Betsy, but I can tell you no more than that.
Hey, Gabby, you can't park here. Come on, let's go, move it.
No more will we bear the burden of suffering from you.
Many. I hope this card finds you all well as it does me. I hope no one has died. Don't worry about me. One day there'll be a knock on the door and it'll be me. Love, Travis.
Don't you have some idea?
Well, I'm not the one who wants to talk.
But you must know that the reason that I didn't marry him is because I couldn't stand to be a cause of divorce. And now he's getting a divorce anyway, and Philip wants to marry me, Brock. I do love him.
What about us, Jim? Our marriage?
You gotta know that our marriage wasn't legal.
In the eyes of God, we are married.
Brock, please don't do this to me. I love him.
I'm just waiting here for a friend.
You gonna bust me for nothing, man?
I'm not a cop.
Then why are you asking me for action?
Because she sent me over. I suppose that ain't the 38 you've got in your sock.
38?
No.
Huh? I'm clean, man.
Shit, you're a real cowboy. That's nice, man. It's all right. $15, 15 minutes, $25, half an hour.
Oh, shit.
Cowboy, huh? I once had a horse in Coney Island. She got hit by a car. Well, take it or leave it. If you want to save yourself some money, don't fuck her. You should be back here every night for some more, man. She's 12 and a half years old. You ain't never had no pussy like that. You can do anything you want with her. You can come on her, fuck her in the mouth, fuck her in the ass, come on her face, man. She get your cock so hard, she'll make it explode. But no rough stuff. All right? No, I'll take it.
Hey, man. Take out no money over here.
You wanna fuck me?
You're gonna fuck me. You're gonna fuck her. You give her the money.
Yeah. Catch you later, copper.
What'd you say?
I'll see you later, copper.
I'm no cop, man.
Well, if you are, it's entrapment already.
Huh? I'm hip.
What? You don't look hip. Go ahead, have yourself a good time. Go ahead.
Shh.
You're a funny guy. But looks are on everything. Go ahead, man. Have a good time.
cost you $10. I'm timing you, too.
Mister, it's your time. 15 minutes ain't long. When that cigarette burns out, your time is up.
How old are you? You don't want to tell me? What's your name?
Easy.
Well, that's not any kind of name.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, but what's your real name?
I don't like my real name.
Oh, what's your real name?
Iris.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's a nice name.
That's what you think.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you remember me? You mean, remember when you got into a taxi? It was a Checkered taxi. You got in and that guy Matthew came by and he said he wanted to take you away? He pulled you away?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember any of that?
No.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to get you out of here.
So we better make it or Sport will get mad. So how do you want to make it?
I don't want to make it. Who's Sport?
Oh, that's Matthew. I call him Sport. Make it like this.
Listen, can you say something? But you're the one that came into my cab. You're the one that wanted to get out of here.
Well, I must have been stoned.
Why? What do you mean? They drug you?
Oh, come off it, man.
What are you doing?
Don't you want to make it?
No, I don't want to make it. I want to help you.
Well, I can help you.
Damn, man! God damn it! Shit, man. What the hell's the matter with you?
Listen, you don't have to make it, mister.
God damn it, don't you want to get out of here? And you understand why I came here?
I think I understand. I tried to get into your cab one night, and you want to come and take me away. Is that it?
Yeah, but don't you want to go?
I can leave anytime I want to.
Then what about that one night?
Look, I was stoned. That's why they stopped me. Because when I'm not stoned, I got no place else to go. So they just protect me from myself.
I don't know. Okay, I tried.
Yeah, I understand. And it means something, really.
Yeah. Well, look, can I see you again?
That's not hard to do.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean, you know, regularly. This is nothing for a person to do.
All right, how about breakfast tomorrow?
Tomorrow what?
I get up at about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Ah. Well, I got a thing I don't...
Come on, do you want to or not?
Yeah, I want... Okay, all right. Okay, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Oh, Iris. My name is Travis.
Thanks a lot, Travis.
So long, Iris. See you tomorrow. sweet Iris.
Come back anytime, cowboy.
I will.
Why do you want me to go back to my parents? I mean, they hate me. Why do you think I split in the first place? There ain't nothing there.
Yeah, but you can't live like this. It's a hell. A girl should live at home.
Didn't you ever hear of women's lib?
What do you mean, women's lib? You're a young girl. You should be at home now. You should be dressed up. You should be going out with boys. You should be going to school. You know, that kind of stuff.
God, are you square?
Hey, I'm not square. You're the one that's square. You're full of shit, man. What are you talking about? You walk out with those fucking creeps and lowlifes and degenerates out on the street and you sell your little pussy for nothing, man? For some lowlife pimp? Stands in a hall? I'm square? You're the one that's square, man. I don't go screw and fuck with a bunch of killers and junkies the way you do. You call that being hip? What world are you from?
Who's a killer?
That guy Sport's a killer. That's who's a killer.
Sport never killed him.
He killed someone.
He's a Libra.
He's a what?
I'm a Libra, too. That's why we get along so well.
He looks like a killer to me.
I think that cancers make the best lovers, but God, my whole family are air signs.
He's also a dope shooter.
So what makes you so high and mighty? Will you tell me that? Didn't you ever try looking at your own eyeballs in the mirror?
Okay, so what are you going to do about sporting that old bastard?
When?
When you leave.
I don't know, I'll just leave them, I guess.
You're just going to leave?
Yeah, they got plenty of other girls.
Yeah, but you just can't do that. What are you going to do?
What do you want me to do, call the cops?
Well, the cops don't do nothing, you know that.
Look, Sport never treated me bad. I mean, he didn't beat me up or anything like that once.
But you can't allow him to do the same to other girls. You can't allow him to do that. He is the lowest kind of person in the world. Somebody's got to do something to him. He's the scum of the earth. He's the worst sucking scum I have ever seen. You know, he told me about you. He calls you names. He calls you a little piece of chicken.
He doesn't. I'll move up to one of them communes in Vermont.
I never seen a commune before, but I don't know, you know. I saw some pictures once in a magazine. It didn't look very clean.
Why don't you come to the commune with me?
What, come to commune with you? No, no.
Why not?
I don't go to places like that.
Oh, come on, why not?
Nah, I don't get along with people like that.
Are you a scorpion?
What?
That's it, you're a scorpion. I can tell every time.
Besides, I gotta stay here.
Come on, why?
I got something very important to do.
Oh, so what's so important?
Doing something for the government. Cap thing is just part-time.
Are you a narc?
Do I look like a narc?
Yeah.
I am a narc.
God. I don't know who's weirder, you or me. sure you don't want to come with me?
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the money to go.
Oh, no. Look, you don't have to do that.
No, no. I want you to take it. I don't want you to take anything from them. I want to do it. I don't have anything better to do with my money. And I might be going away for a while.
What I'm doing,
Sport. Baby, I never want you to like what you're doing. If you ever liked what you were doing, you wouldn't be my woman.
You never spend any time with me anymore.
Well, I got to attend to business, baby. You miss your man, don't you? I don't like to be away from you either. You know how I feel about you. I depend on you. I'd be lost without you. Don't you ever forget that. How much I need you. Come to me, baby.
I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
States, Senator Charles Palatine.
Thank you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are met today at a crossroads, Columbus Circle. This is no ordinary place. It is a place where many roads and many lives intersect.
It is appropriate that we meet here today because these are not ordinary times. We meet at a crossroads in history. For far too long, the wrong roads have been taken. The wrong roads have led us into war, into poverty, into unemployment, and inflation. Today I say to you, we have reached the turning point.
No longer will we the people suffer for the few. Now, I would lie to you if I told you the new roads would be easy.
They will not be easy. Nothing that is right and good has ever been easy. We the people know that. And we the people know the right roads and the good.
Today I say to you, we are the people, you and I, and it is time to let the people rule.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Okay, my man. How?
Where do I know you from, man?
I don't know.
How's everything in the pimp business?
Huh?
Do I know you?
No.
Do I know you?
Get out of here.
Come on, get lost, huh?
Do I know you?
How's Iris? You know Iris?
No, you know I don't Iris. Know nobody named Iris. Iris, come on, get out of here, man.
You don't know anybody by the name of Iris?
I don't know nobody named Iris.
No?
Hey, get back to your fucking tribe before you get hurt, huh, man? Do me a favor. I don't want no trouble, huh? Okay?
You got a gun?
Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of here.
Suck on this.
Thank you.
You mustn't Dear Mr. Bickle, I can't say how happy Mrs. Steensma and I were to hear that you are well and recuperating. We tried to visit you at the hospital when we were in New York to pick up Iris, but you were still in a coma. There is no way we can repay you for returning our Iris to us. We thought we had lost her, and now our lives are full again. Needless to say, you are something of a hero around this household. I'm sure you want to know about Iris. She's back in school and working hard. The transition has been very hard for her, as you can well imagine. But we have taken steps to see she has never cause to run away again. In conclusion, Mrs. Steensma and I would like to again thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Unfortunately, we cannot afford to come to New York again to thank you in person, or we surely would. But if you should ever come to Pittsburgh, you would find yourself a most welcome guest in our home. Our deepest thanks, Bert and Ivy Steensma.
This guy, Eddie, the owner-operator, comes up and says, hey, I want to swap tires. I said, hey, these are new tires. Why don't you throw in something else? Like your wife.
His wife is Miss New Jersey, 1957.
That's why the fleet has no spares.
No more, what's he?
Darling T. Hey, Travis, you got a fare.
Shit. Well, see you later.
Thank
you, Travis.
Hello.
I hear Palantine got the nomination.
Yeah. Won't be long now. 17 days.
Well, I hope he wins.
I read about you in the papers. How are you?
Oh, it's nothing really. I get over that. Papers always blow these things up. Just a little stiffness. That's all.
How much was it?
Tom.